Yeah, happy Monday, everybody. Monday, Monday, you can trust that day. And happy Easter Monday, right, I guess is what I need to say to you. And I hope you got to enjoy the Easter weekend, long weekend, right? Some people got Friday and Monday off. Some people just Friday. Some people didn't get any off. I don't know, whatever. But whoever you are, whatever you're doing, I hope you got some time to relax, maybe spend some time with family or friends, whatever your situation. But and however you celebrate it, I hope you got to enjoy it. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. As always, I'm your host, David Burrows, and I'm happy to be here on a happy Monday. Mondays are great days. Some people say, no, I don't like Monday. I got to go back to work. Yeah, I don't know. I like Mondays because, and I say it before, and I know I repeat. Somebody said, boy, you know, you repeat yourself a lot. I'm like, I know, but I repeat the important stuff. I do really enjoy Mondays because I get to talk to some fantastic people. And a bit of a short one here today because I'm going to be traveling around and whatever. So, but we're going to talk some music. We'll get to that in a little bit. But what's going on with the weather? Like, come on. Yes. For those of you who watch regularly, you know that I ride a motorcycle. And I haven't been able to ride my motorcycle. I know there's been a couple of nice days, but I just haven't been able to. So, okay, I'm done. We live in southwestern Ontario, so it's going to get here soon, right? And we're going to, at least we can be outside. I heard somebody the other day, like, really horribly complaining about the weather. And I was like, well, at least we can go out, right? Or at least you're not in Winnipeg. Did you see that stuff? What, they get like 50 centimeters, can't talk, 50 centimeters of snow or something crazy like that. So I don't know. Today's show is pre-recorded live, if that makes sense. So if you're sharing your comments out there, I really appreciate it. I just won't be able to respond to them, but I will be checking back later in the comments. So do share your comments, put your happy Mondays out there. I will say hello to Danny Cochamelio, in case he happens to be, Barry Loxton, Jesse, Dom, if you're out there, buddy, and all my regulars, and just everybody who's watching. I'm happy to have you here joining me today. Always got to mention the sponsors, our friends Hughes Intelligence, security specialists here in Sarnia Lambton, and not only a supporter here, but supporting us at the Sarnia Sting as well. And Joe's Discount Tire, get your tires, get the right tires. By going to Joe's Discount Tires and tell them that David Burrows sent you. They're right down at the bottom of the Indian Road overpass here in Sarnia. Tourism Sarnia Lambton, an official partner. We always love working together with them. I ran into Mark Perrin the other day from Tourism Sarnia Lambton, and he shared some cool things that are going to be coming our way. So we'll be definitely having him back here on the show shortly to talk about that. He's a super busy guy, him and his team. So thank you to Tourism Sarnia Lambton for their support. And Huron Signs SWO, a part of the AG Event Graphics group of companies, great supporters here for the whole time we've been here, over 10 years here now. Thank you so much for that. Now, I know that, where am I going to get myself? I got lost my spot here. I've been working on the website, changing some things around. And if you haven't been there yet, go to the showlive.live and you're going to see some other different things happen. It's a kind of a, I hadn't revamped it in a long time. So I thought I need to start updating and change some things around, but you can join the mailing list. Now, I don't send out stuff a lot. I'm going to start sending out about twice a month, just with some events and things going on, and you know, stuff about the show and other events that I'm involved with as well. So if you want to stay updated with that, I won't spam you crazy. A couple times a month, you'll hear from me, right? And really working hard at growing my social media on Twitter and Instagram. So if you haven't followed me on either one of those and you're active on there, do me a huge favor and follow me on Twitter and Instagram as well. And still getting there, 1,000 subscribers on my YouTube channel is what I'm going for. And you can find me there on my channel as well. And for those of you who are watching on LinkedIn Live, we're happy to be on LinkedIn Live now. Thanks so much for watching here. Now, just a few that I like to mention. Age-Friendly Sarnia Lambton is a portal. Well, the agefriendlysarnialambton.ca is a portal for many, many different services, from medical to mental health to, you name it, transportation, outdoor spaces, If you're looking for something specific and you're not sure where to start, start at agefriendlysarnialampton.ca and likely you'll be able to find what you're looking for. And the Age Friendly Sarnia, pardon me, Age Friendly Sarnia Lampton committee works hard to keep that updated and accurate. And there's some other things, activities coming up with Age Friendly Sarnia Lampton that we'll be talking about coming up on the show as well. And noonestandsalone.ca. Where have I got this? Why am I? me. All right. No One Stands Alone, a booklet of resources for resources and supports for mental health in Sarnia Lampton. There's also a version available in Chatham Kent from, again, just another great resource for finding those services. noonestandsalone.ca. And I want to remind everybody once again, coming up April 27th, if I can get this out, I don't know what's going on. April 27th at Global Donuts with Gus and his crew out there at Global Donuts. On April 27th, they're going to have a special donut, and it's all going to support the United Way Sarnia Lampton. Of course, my friend Dave Brown joins me once a month to give us updates. He was here recently and brought this up. But it was a couple weeks ago, I think, he was here, Dave. Yeah. So if you're going to have a donut, and don't just buy one, you know, buy a dozen, buy two dozen, take them to the office, and you'll be like the hero at the office, and you'll be the hero with United Way because you're supporting them as well, right? And where's the next? See, I need a producer. Where's my producer? There we go. See that? Tracy Pound from Literacy Lampton was here last week talking about these little free libraries in Lampton County. And you can be a steward to one of these little free libraries. They'll come and set it all up for you and everything. And this is a really cool thing that's been happening in our community. It just keeps growing and growing. More of these little free libraries popping up. There's a whole list of where you can find them. And it's just simple. You just go up, take a book, and leave a book. Now, if you don't have a book in hand and you see one, take a book, but do your part, go back and leave a book, right? It's just a real cool concept, and it's been working great. And Tracy Pound here last week shared all about that. And you can, pardon me, wow, you can go to their website, literacylampton.org, to find out more about how you could possibly be one of these stewards. There's a contest on right now, and they're going to be announcing the winners coming up near the end of the month. So thanks to my friend Tracy, who was here last week for that. All right, we're going to talk some music. 402 West, that's the name of the band. We couldn't get them all here, but we did get our friend Kevin Churchill from the band to talk to us, and they're going to be coming to Rooster on Friday, April the 22nd. And like I said, we're going to have a chat with Kevin Churchill. Take a look, and then I will be back. Been some time since I had my next guest joining me here. Thanks so much for being here, Kevin Churchill. How are you?
I'm doing well, Dave. Thanks a lot. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Happy Easter weekend, I guess. Were you able to enjoy some of the Easter weekend?
Oh, yeah. Had a little bit of chocolate and, you know, some of those treats that go along with it.
Right, yeah. Right. Well, we're talking music here today, and it's nice for me because for a while I wasn't able to interview musicians and bands because nobody was doing anything, right? But you were able to keep music going through all of this, I say the word, right?
Yeah, we you know, as you and I talked about before, we got the quarantine sessions going, so yeah. At least there was something, you know, for people to sort of post their music online, and yeah, so you know, two years later, it's still going strong.
It's amazing. And, how many members are in there now?
There's still it's just kind of hovers around 18,000. We get new people joining, and some you know, some drop off, but it's still right around 18,000.
That's amazing. Yeah. I really love the picture you got in the background there of Mr.
Oh yeah,
Gord Downey. Right?
Yes. Yeah.
didn't you
there
win?
He is. There he is. Win
that? Yeah, there he is. Didn't you win that at an auction or something?
I did. Yeah, that was, I think it was the Rebound Gala.
I remember very well because I bid on it, Kevin. I was like, look at him go.
You know how those things go, Dave. I got a little carried away, and I think
you did.
My wife, who's very generous and always supports a good cause, definitely encouraged me a bit. So I'm happy to have it. It's a great piece. It
really is.
Down here in the music cave.
Right.
It's great to have Gord looking over us for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, now you've got 402 West is the name of your band. And talk about that. Like who's all involved in that band?
Sure. Yeah. So we have George Leanhout on guitar and vocals and Paul Eastman on drums. And Jeff Hanen on bass and vocals.
Oh, right, Jeff.
And then myself, of course. So four piece and in all good friends that we've been playing music together, in different formats for quite a few years. I was in another band with George and Paul, of course, Offsite Impact. And then after that band, two of the members moved out west, so the three of us decided to, we wanted to keep going, but under a new name, a little bit of a different feel. And we were really lucky to get Jeff Hanen to join us because Jeff has been so many bands, from the 88s to, Rob Sharp and Little Chicago. And
well, you're really dating him.
The 88s, sorry, that's going back, but, great, great bands and good,
So nice to be able to get out and go to a venue and play and be around people and feel that vibe in the room when you're playing, because you really feed off that energy of the audience, right?
Oh, absolutely, Dave. Yeah, if the crowd is feeling good and the music's flowing and the drinks are flowing, there's nothing better than that. It's a pretty good feeling.
So in getting ready for, coming back out and playing in public and at venues, you obviously had to put some thought into what are we going to do? What are we going to play? And, we don't want to be another, Mustang Sally or Brown Eyed Girl band. Those are still those great songs. But how did you guys get your heads together and decide, okay, this is what we're going to attack here as far as what we're going to play?
Yeah, I think it evolved over some time. And I think, we're a cover band primarily, although we're starting to write some original music and sort of looking forward to expanding that piece of our repertoire. But, the name 402 West, we sort of wanted to conjure up, obviously something that, meant something to people locally, the idea of a road trip and, there goes the dog.
It happens all the time.
Yeah, of course. Right on cue. The idea of, you're in your car and what our tagline is the songs that take you home. And, a little bit of nostalgia for people. We try to do the songs that we cover, fairly accurately. We're not, trying to be a clone cover band, but try to do those songs justice. And we've got some, a great repertoire spanning from, Jackson Browne, Tom Petty, and David Bowie, Bad Company. So, a lot of the music, the very, classic music that we grew up with and that, that the audience that we cater to, grew up with as well. So we're really trying to, take people back in time.
Do you have, you talk about driving down the road, people get in their cars and they're going for a cruise, whether it's an older car or just, their daily drive, whatever that is.
Yeah.
I know when I get in my car, I have a song. It's the first, okay, I'm going. And it's the first song that I got to play every time when I'm just going and I'm driving nowhere. Do you do the same thing?
Right. I kind of mix it up. I listen to K106 a lot. I'm still a radio guy. You know, I grew up on, you know, listening to Detroit radio.
Yeah,
you know, 101 WRIF and those great stations, right? And so, I listen to K106 a lot, or sometimes, you know, I'm old, so I still have CDs kicking around, and I'm still working on figuring out how to Bluetooth my music in the car. But you know, I have kids that are in their 20s and teens, and so they're, you know, that's the only way that they consume their music. So you know, it's fun.
Yeah. I always thought, you talk to them, some really classic rock there and stuff, right? I've never heard a band play Joe Walsh. Life's been good to me so far. I would love to hear a band pull that off.
Yeah, that's a great song. That would definitely fit right in with our repertoire.
Yeah.
You know, and one thing we try to do is really, you know, make sure that the vocals are good. And we cover a couple of Eagles songs, you know, the Jackson Browne that I mentioned, and, you know, we work on the harmonies, and, really fortunate that, you know, we're not a band with one lead singer frontman. We all take turns, lead vocal duties. And, you know, Jeff and George, both have great voices. We all sing in a little bit of a different range. So it's sort of, you know, when we're trying a new song, it's a matter of, well, who can do the lead vocal best. And then the other two will sort of jump in.
That's a kind of a good thing to have, because it lets you have a little more flexibility on what you can cover. It kind of opens up the doors a little bit more.
Yeah, for sure. And we're, we can cover a lot of ground. George has his very, he's got a higher kind of tenor voice. He plays really great slide guitar too. So you mentioned Joe Walsh, you know, we're able to cover a lot of ground between the four of us for sure.
Yeah. Now, do you guys intend to, obviously you're playing around here right now, coming to Rooster on Friday, April the 22nd. Yeah. Have you played out there before yet?
Never played at Rooster. Been out there a couple of times.
Yeah, it's a great venue.
Really looking forward to, playing at that venue, because it's really the, I think a place in town that is really focused on live music. I mean, that's the main thing that it's there for. You know, the guys and the owners there are great, and they're really, you know, all about bringing good live music to this area. Certainly they seem to be doing really well. There's a market for it. And they've got the sound, dialed right in, because some of them are musicians, or they're all about the live music out there. And so, we've been working hard rehearsing, and we really want to, have a good show.
Yeah. Well, a positive experience, I'm sure it'll be, to get out there. It is a nice venue, and it does sound good in there. What's the process for? I mean, you're covering 70s, 80s, 90s, and some of today. Like, that's a lot of years in there.
Yeah.
Do you have different shows? Like, do you have, because you've only got three hours or whatever. Like, you must sit down and. Like, how do you decide we're not doing that one, but we're going to do this one? That's going to take a lot of time.
I mean, it's fairly democratic, Dave. We sort of we all have to agree if we're going to take on a particular song. Certainly it has to be, something that's in our range, and we can do it justice.
Yeah.
We're trying to make sure we've got a comfortable mix of, some danceable songs, because, people love that. We are trying to fit inside of a certain aesthetic and not kind of stray too far from it. There's lots of bands out there who are, they're doing Bruno Mars and that kind of stuff. And it's fantastic music, but we're not probably going to be able to do that without, keyboards and that kind of, a bigger band. But, so we try to stay in our wheelhouse. Just pick songs that we all love. You know, I think that's been pretty important. But certainly we want to make sure that they're popular songs that are going to be familiar to the audience. We're not trying to play Right. anything. You know, it's really not. You know, we're trying to sort of balance. You know, songs that are popular, but definitely, as you mentioned earlier, songs that not every band plays.
Yeah, and that's, I guess, the uniqueness to it, right?
Yeah, there's a couple that, you know, you kind of have to do, and, you know.
Are you going to say Mustang Sally?
No, I'm not going to say Mustang Sally. It's a fantastic song if it's done right, right?
But, yeah, I mean, right.
We've all heard it probably just a few too many times.
Yeah.
You know, we do some Tragically Hip because, of course, nice. We're all huge fans, and, you know, New Orleans is Sinking is one that, you know, certainly a lot of bands cover, but, you know, we try to do it well and do it justice. And, you know, it's some of my inner gourd when we're playing that one. Yeah. And, you know, Johnny Cash, Folsom
nice.
Blues, you know, it's just a solid crowd pleaser. People will always get up and dance when that one comes on. And, yeah. You know, so there's a couple like that we throw in, but, and we, you know, we do some Bowie, we do Heroes,
nice.
And we do some U2, and the Eagles, as I mentioned, Jackson Brown.
So will this be the first time that you've played publicly since all this, you know, the 2 weeks ever?
No, we played at Imperial City back in March.
Oh, okay.
And so
that was the first time you got out?
That would have been the first time out since, you know, we've had a couple of things. We've managed to sort of, you know, we've been certainly rehearsing fairly steadily,
right.
You know, throughout COVID, you know, depending on what was happening, precautions and all of that.
Right.
For a while we were rehearsing, you know, with shields on our mics and stuff, you know, you do what you have to do. And, but you know, we've done a few gigs kind of when you know, the way between waves, I would say, and you know, so that's been good, and just to try to you know, get a feel for the songs that are working, and
the reason I asked was I just kind of wondered, like, what was that like the first time you got to play out in public again? Like, did you have an expectation of how the audience would respond, or Was it weird?
It was a little bit weird after going for so long, you know, not having done it. So, you know, you always have nerves, and so it's just a little bit, you know, more nervous, I would say, going out. But you know, since day one, we've had a good response from people that have made it out. We have a really I would say a solid base of, you know, good friends that come and see us almost every time that we play.
Right.
And, you know, and we just really want to grow that, because I know, you know, the friends that we do have, they love music, they love live music, and they're, you know, they're our age kind of thing. So I think, and they're pretty honest with us too. So they'll right. let us know what, you know,
friends are like that.
Yeah, no. And that's helpful. Right. Because I think, you know, we know that, you know, we can move a crowd, and if conditions are right, you know, everybody has a good time, and we do too, right? We're definitely doing this for the love of music, and, you know, nobody's getting rich, and but
you're
know
not?
That's okay. That was never the goal, but
right.
Right
on. Well, thank you so much for your time here today, and I'm excited for you to get out and play at Rooster. And I don't know if I can be there, but I have it in my calendar. I'm gonna do my best to go. I'd love to hear you guys play, and I love the classic rock thing. So I'm in all the way for that.
All right. Well, yeah. Anybody that wants to come, I can. You know, I can guarantee we'll have a good night on Friday, and we're really looking forward to it.
Right on. 402 West Band comes to Rooster on Friday, April the 22nd. You can go online to rooster.ca or ticketscene.ca, and we'll also be posting a link after the show. Kevin, thanks again.
Okay. Thanks very much, Dave. Great to talk to you.
You too. All right. Thanks to my friend, Kevin Churchill, joining me here. Kevin, it was really great to chat with you. And Kevin and I had a little chat afterwards as well. It's always nice to catch up. And once again, they are coming to Rooster, the 402 West Band. The songs that take you home. Lots of great music going to be coming out there. Don't forget to go online to get your tickets in advance. I'm sure it's going to be a busy night. They have a lot of friends. So it'll be a good time out at Rooster. Kevin, thanks again. And enjoy your time down there performing as well. I've got it in my calendar. I really hope I can go to that. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right. Well, thanks to all of you who always watch. Of course, I really appreciate you. And I'm looking forward to getting back out into the public a little bit more with summertime coming. And there's some concerts and things happening. And I'm excited to some announcements coming up really soon, too, on some other events. And we'll have it right here on the show. That's all the time I got for you this week. Have a great week and an even better weekend. I will see you next time right here in the show. Wait for it. Bye for now.